Can you hear me?
Very good morning to you. We can hear you and see you very well.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm very grateful to the UN Human Rights Office and the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Ms. Michelle Bachelet, for the opportunity to be with you today. This is a good opportunity for me to reiterate that the European Commission is deeply committed to fight against racism, discrimination, and xenophobia wherever it occurs, be it at home or abroad. It also gives me the opportunity to reaffirm that the Commission remains firmly committed to the objectives and commitments undertaken at the 2001 Durban World Conference to combat and eradicate all manifestations of racism, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Millions of people all over the world continue to face racial discrimination or any other form of discrimination which prevents them from enjoying their human rights fully. This regrettably underlines that racial inequality is entrenched all over the world. In the European Union, too, we are far from immune to the phenomena of racism and discrimination, in spite of its robust legislation in this area of policy. Racism and racial discrimination run counter to the values and principles of the Union and its unreserved support for universal human rights and fundamental freedoms. As stated by President von der Leyen in her recent State of the Union address to the European Parliament, it is now the moment to bring about change and to build a truly anti-racist union that goes from condemnation to action. Shortly after the State of the Union address, the Commission put forward an ambitious action plan to make that happen. This is not the first time that we have addressed racism in the EU, but the EU Anti-Racism Action Plan 2020-2025 steps up our resolve with the ambition and the objectives to change the tide, including through innovative policy measures. The action plan acknowledges that racism is not only perpetrated by individuals, but can also be structural and affected by institutions. Structural racism can be found in every area of life. Racism, therefore, needs to be addressed at all levels of governance and in institutions. The biggest challenge with structural racism is that there is no single person or entity responsible for it. We all are. This is why the action plan combines targeted measures and equality mainstreaming into all EU policies, legislation, and funding programs. In terms of specific measures, the Commission will ensure that member states fully implement relevant EU law and will further strengthen the legal framework, if needed, for example, by strengthening national equality bodies. Furthermore, this could apply in particular to the areas that are not yet covered by anti-discrimination legislation, such as law enforcement. A comprehensive system of protection against racial and ethnic discrimination indeed requires the effective enforcement of the legal framework to ensure that individual rights and obligations are respected in practice. Racism needs to be tackled at all levels and should be addressed horizontally in all sectors. National action plans have proved to be a successful way for member states to offer an effective response to racism and racial discrimination, while at the same time adapting concrete actions to their own circumstances. However, only half of the member states in the European Union already have such plans. Hence, the EU Anti-Racism Action Plan encourages all member states to adopt national action plans against racism and racial discrimination by the end of 2022. The Commission will support national authorities in this endeavor by putting forward the main principles and elements required to produce effective national action plans by the end of 2021, working closely with member state authorities to achieve this. I note in this respect that the development of comprehensive national action plans was one of the actions called for by the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. Another key challenge that has been recognized by the EU is the importance of promoting diversity and countering discriminatory attitudes by law enforcement authorities, including police forces. With the support of EU agencies, such as the Agency for Fundamental Rights and the Agency for Law Enforcement Training, member states are encouraged to step up efforts to prevent discriminatory attitudes by law enforcement authorities and to boost the credibility of law enforcement work against hate crimes. Our anti-racism action plan also emphasizes the importance for the internal and external actions of the EU to be coherent and to mutually reinforce each other when it comes to preventing and combating racism. And the soon-to-be adopted action plan for 2020-2024 on human rights and democracy, specific action on the exchange of best practices with partner countries on strategies and policies to combat racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance will be continued. The International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination is central to the EU's fight against racism in their cooperation and political dialogue with partner countries and international and regional organizations, such as, amongst others, the United Nations, the OSCE, the Council of Europe, and the African Union. Financial support to combat all forms of racial discrimination is a fundamental objective, as well as a cross-cutting issue in all EU development and cooperation strategies and its financing instruments, and will be continued in the forthcoming Neighbourhood Development International Cooperation Instrument. I underline that it is only by mobilizing forces at all levels that we will make progress in tackling the scourge of racism in our society. This includes acting against racism and racial discrimination at local, national, EU, and of course, at international level. Rising inequalities are a global phenomenon, making it increasingly important to build international partnerships to address these challenges jointly and coherently. Our founding treaties, which adhere to the Charter of the United Nations, clearly demonstrate our commitment to work for the elimination of discrimination on all grounds and in all spheres of our external cooperation. I thank you.